Do 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 do. Good evening, and welcome to another bedtime story with Thompson. So we were talking to the great and powerful Oz, and it's time for part two of that chapter from the L. Frank Baum book, The Wizard of Oz. So start right there.
The Scarecrow returned to his friends. He told them that the Great Oz had appeared in the form of a beautiful woman, but refused to give him any brains until the Wicked Witch was killed. The next morning, the Tin Man was called to the throne room. This time, the Great Oz appeared as a terrible beast. The creature was as big as an elephant and had the head of like a rhinoceros. It had five arms and five long legs. Thick woolly hair covered its huge body. The Tin Man had never seen such a terrible creature. "I am Oz, the great and terrible," spoke the beast. "Who are you and what do you want?" The Tin Man explained that he wanted a heart so that he could love. Oz waited only a minute before he replied. He explained that to the Tin Man that he would receive a wonderful heart only if he helped Dorothy and the Scarecrow kill the Wicked Witch of the West. The Tin Man bowed his head and slowly left the throne room. When he returned to his friends, he sadly told them what Oz had said. The next morning, it was the lion's turn to talk to the Great Oz. When he entered the throne room, he expected to see the great head, the beautiful woman, or the hideous beast. But the lion saw none of these. Instead, to his surprise, he saw a great ball of fire. The ball of fire was so fierce and glowing that he could hardly look at it. As the lion moved away from the heart of the fire, he heard a quiet voice say, "I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are to be continued? You, and what do you want?" The frightened lion said, "I am a cowardly lion, afraid of everything. I came to beg you to give me courage so that I could become king of the beasts. Bring me proof that that wicked witch is dead, and then I'll give you courage." The lion was angry at the Great Oz, but he was too frightened to say anything, so he ran from the throne room and joined his friends. After the lion told Dorothy what had happened, she looked at him sadly. "What shall we do now?" she asked. "There's only one thing we can do," answered the lion, "and that's go to the land of the Winkies, where the Wicked Witch lives, and destroy her." But suppose we can't destroy her," said Dorothy. "Then I'll never have courage," said the lion, "and I will never have a heart," said the Tin Man, "and I will never have brains," said the Scarecrow, "and I will never see an Uncle Henry," cried Dorothy. The four friends thought for a long time. "I suppose we must try it, but I'm sure I do not want to kill anybody, even to see Aunt Em again," said Dorothy. So Dorothy and her friends decided to begin their journey the very next morning.
That's all for tonight. Good night.
Next chapter, The Wicked Witch. Next chapter, chapter 10, The Search for the Wicked Witch.
Good night.
Good night.